It's time once again for our midweek focus here on KDDR, The Tornado. Joining us on this Wednesday, Dr. Tara Schmitz with Thrifty White in Oaks. And Dr. Schmitz, I know it's around the corner. We dread it, but it is time to get back to school. And you've got some back to school tips for us today.
Right. Well, you might dread it, but I know there's probably a lot of parents that are probably doing cartwheels and backflips. It's getting their kids back to a normal routine. So back to school is right around the corner. School starts at Oaks Public School next week, August 23rd, I believe. August 24th. I'm sorry. There's also college kids heading back this weekend to get things started next week. So I got 6 tips for parents, kids, young adults to help you get back to school and stay well, both physically and mentally. So the first thing is review your vaccinations to see if you're up to date. I know that Dickey County Health District is really good about sending letters to parents, letting them know what your child may be due for vaccination, but also if you're not sure, check with your medical providers or also your pharmacists have access and they can review and make recommendations and also give those vaccinations if you want to try to catch up. The second thing is to get eyes checked. A lot of times the providers, when they're doing a sports physical, do that, but it's also recommended to have a comprehensive eye exam for preschoolers age 3 through 5, and then again for school age kids over 6 years old. And then also times when maybe your child complains about headaches after reading a lot or squinting when they're trying to see something far away. That's a good sign for you also to maybe go get their eyes checked, because those do change as we age. The third thing is to build healthy sleep habits. I know I am a guilty parent with this, with you let your kids do whatever, stay up as late as they want. But if you haven't already started, now's the time. Children ages 6 through 13. They recommend to have 9 to 11 hours each night. And if they're 14 or older, they should get between 8 and 10 hours of sleep each night. If you haven't done the adjustment or started, starting early adjustments this week can make sure your child is in routine for when school starts. So depending on how off their schedule is, 10 to 15 minutes earlier to bed, try to wake them up an extra 10 to 15 minutes earlier the next day will help kind of adjust that sleep cycle. Another thing to do is focus on nutrition. Eating healthy makes us feel better, helps us better focus, and also improves our immunity when we're going back to school and around other people who might be feeling sick, that sort of thing, and especially eating a healthy breakfast. A lot of times we get in a hurry and we just skip breakfast. Well, then before lunchtime, we're getting kind of hungry. It's hard to concentrate and focus while you're at school. So try first starting your day by eating a healthy breakfast. The fifth thing, open communication. Talk to your kids about what they did during the day. What did they learn at school? And then also talk about behaviors, you know, what's appropriate, what's not, and how to develop a healthy friendship. I know we hear a lot about bullying at school. How are they going to react when that happens? Who are they going to talk to? Things like that. Keep the lines of communication open with your child. And lastly, limit screen time. Parents, be a good role model to your kids. Set consistent rules about how much, when, where. Don't have it at the dinner table. Open up the line of communication, and then don't use screen time as a way to calm your child or take it away as a punishment. Kids should know how to develop those emotions of frustration and handle those without a punishment of taking away screen time. And then know social media, what your kids are looking at and what they're posting about themselves or others, because that's more and more becoming an issue with children, young adults, as far as what they see, what they hear, and how they react to others. So keep those 6 tips in mind as we're sending our kids back to school next week.
Absolutely. And I think, Dr. Schmitz, some of us can maybe take some of those habits ourselves, maybe going to bed a little earlier for our own selves, right? That might be a little healthy.
Amen. Yes.
Perfect. Dr. Schmitz, if anybody has, questions today, obviously they should talk to their medical provider on some of these things, but what are some ways they reach out to you if they have questions about what we talked about for back to school today?
Yep. I'm located at Terrace Thrifty White Pharmacy at 610 Main Avenue in Oaks, or we certainly take phone calls, 742-3824.
All right, Dr. Tara Schmitz, our guest today on the Midweek Focus here on KDDR, The Tornado.